Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Chirpy Talk. We're here at another live Norm at Night, and we're coming to you this time not from Cat Harpin, Virginia, not from Bowie, Maryland, but from that famous metropolis just south of Buffalo, New York, Hamburg, New York. The whole family's gathered here at the DiBello branch of the the DiBello branch of the Constantine family, and we'd love for you to call in and talk turkey with us. You can reach us at 347-945-6713. I have five lines open here right now, and you can Skype me at BoogeCon, or you can, I don't have IM cooking here. But you should have seen the mountain I built on my plate today. Oh, my God. I ate some turkey. We made a turkey here at the DiBello's that just stuffed me. That just stuffed me till I thought I would explode. Anyway, you can reach me at 347-945-6713. This is Norm coming to you with a special turkey talk Norm at Night. What did you have? You know, we participated in a stuffing contest here tonight. 347-945-6713. And I got five lines open here.
347.
I traveled all the way to the Big B at Thanksgiving this year, and I'm having a real good time here. 347-945-6713. Why don't you just give me a call and we'll talk turkey? Family members out on the West Coast, you know the number you've called before. Friends out on the East Coast, family members in New Hampshire, you know the number, 3479. Uh-oh, I got a call coming in here. It's a 301 number. And you're on the line with Norm. Go ahead, 301.
Hey, is this Norm Constantine? This is Vito Corleone here. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing fine. What did you have for dinner tonight?
I had lasagna. It was delicious. With some nice dropper. Delicious.
Oh, Madonna, and I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse if you don't stop. It sounds like you guys are watching The Godfather.
Hey, how'd you know? It's about my life story.
Your life story, huh?
Yes, with my Uncle Norm. I made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And then he ate the meatballs.
No, he ate the rest of the turkey.
Oh, my gosh.
How you doing, Uncle Norm?
Uncle Norm is doing real good. All you other people out there, we got four lines. Why don't you join into our turkey talk here tonight at 347-945-6713.
Okay, well, thank you for the call, dear.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, goodbye.
We'll see ya. Okay, that opens another cut. That opens another line. Let's get some callers in here. But anyway, our Thanksgiving dinner tonight, we had turkey. We had stuffing. Oh, the stuffing. It had sausage. It had onions. It had celery, it had eight loaves of bread, you know, the kind that they're not cut up. You pull them apart and you put them in the bowl with milk. It was really good. We had green beans. We had corn. We had mashed potatoes. You name it, it was on our table. We had a salad with plenty of olives, both green and black. I got five lines open here. I got a big studio audience tonight, so they all want to have it. So why don't you just give us a call here at the special edition of Norm at Night. It's Turkey Talking Hamburg. Here you go. 347-945-6713. Hey, you know what? Everybody knows I like trains. Well, I finally found out tonight what it's like to have a blue diesel. And, you know, I really could go for a blue diesel. So maybe somebody in the studio audience could get me a blue diesel.
Give it a second.
Greg, you want to be
real
too? Anyway, I'm on. I got 54 minutes left to entertain your call. But the grief I took tonight when I built that mountain of food on my plate. There's people walking around here telling me I should put my sweater back on because my stomach's too big. You know, and I got to admit, Norm is kind of a large guy. But if you're out there, why doesn't somebody give me a call? 301-908-2996 is my cell phone, but don't call that because you won't reach me. To reach me at the show, you got to call me at 347-945-6713. Because I made a mistake. I'm getting complaints from my producer.
You want a line girl?
Yeah, I got 5 lines open. They're not closing up here. Hey, you know, hey, who won the World Series this year? Who won the World Series this year? Oh, it was in Boston. Oh, hey, for all you, could you take the top off, please? For all you Boston fans out there, I got a song here for you from the people from Philadelphia. Here you go. Hey, what happened here? Hey, what happened?
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed more crimes and bad mistakes I've made.
Oh, we sure hired out Red Sox.
I've had my share of sand kicked in my face. I've come through. We are the champions, my friends.
We are the
champions. We'll keep fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, cause we are the champions. Oh,
I'm out of the diesel here. Come on, somebody give me a call. Daddy, some turkey out there. Why will nobody give Mom a call? At 347. Well, that's enough for all you Philadelphia fans. Well, let's turn that song off for a minute and, I'm looking for, hey, Silvana, you're out there. Why don't you give us a call, 347-945-6713. I called in on your Spanish-speaking show to demonstrate it to your students how we could do it, and, God, they're still talking about how I said I am a Cheerio when I thought I was saying I had Cheerios for breakfast. Come on now, folks. Give me a call, 347-945-6713. I've been having a lot of fun here talking with all my Democratic relatives. You know, we had an Obama party here the last couple of days. I know a lot of you people out there around St. Mary weren't too happy that Obama carried the election. So why don't you give me a call and try to take me over the coals? I know there's that guy out there that was really happy now that we have slot gambling in Maryland, so why don't you call in, too? Remember, you can all reach me at 347-945-6713. While we're waiting for somebody to come on the line, let me see if I can't... I got another song here, I think, that a friend of mine sent me that is really making me feel, I know I put it in here somewhere. Oh, why can't I find it? Oh, well, I can't, but if you got a song you'd like to hear me play on Norm at Night, as long as it's pretty much pod safe, why don't you just send it to me? And maybe I can find it here. Oh, wait a minute. I got somebody coming in here. Go ahead, 301. You're on Norm at Night.
Is this Norm Constantine?
Yeah, this is Norm Constantine. Who are we talking to here?
This is Catherine. So, Sarah, my bad. I don't know what's going on with my head here.
Okay, well, so how was Turkey Day at your house?
Oh, it was pretty good. We had squirrel. It was pretty sweet.
You had squirrel. Did you shoot it yourself?
Yeah, we did in backcountry.
Did you use the nutcracker to crack open the head and get the brain?
Oh, yeah.
They tell me that's the best part.
Oh, have you had squirrel at all?
I've had a squirrel or two in my day, yeah. I had a student way back early in my teaching career who used to bring the squirrel tails on her belt to school.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, absolutely. Tell us how she used to crack the skulls open with a nutcracker and then eat the brains.
Are you serious? That's crazy.
I'm very, very serious. In fact, she even babysat my kids a couple of times when they were little.
You trusted your kids with a person that cracked
that
squirrels?
That ate squirrels? Yeah, she was just a good old West Virginia girl.
Have you done anything crazy like that?
I'm not much of a hunter, absolutely not. But, you know, I'll eat a good piece of venison. By the way, have you seen the Sarah Palin vision, or the Sarah Palin vision, where Sarah Palin video where the turkeys are being slaughtered behind her?
I didn't. I heard about it, though.
You should, you should just go right onto YouTube and give it a look. It's a kick.
What,
so
you
been to Crybaby Bridge lately?
You want me to watch turkeys being slaughtered on Thanksgiving? That's...
Yeah, well, absolutely. The video is great.
I'll definitely have to check it out.
I can't hear you.
I'll definitely have to check it out. I mean, that seems pretty good.
Absolutely. This... So what else is new? So is this your first time on the show?
It is.
So we got a first-time caller here.
What have you guys been up to on Turkey Day?
Well, all we've been doing is eating turkey.
That's fair. What's your favorite dessert?
What did we have? We had for dessert, we had the famous... apple cake from the W branch of the family, and that apple cake was good. We had a taste of. We also had some pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and
I love pumpkin pie.
You like pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie.
So good.
And so you can, you know, the regular Norm at Night show, we're on every Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 p.m. You should have your buds back at the homestead give us a call.
I definitely will. I have one more question.
Fire away.
Are you Republican?
Am I a Republican? I think I know somebody with red hair that may have put you up to that one. And the answer is, you know darn well that I'm not much of a Republican. I know those people live across from the big farm. So wait, it's not a farm anymore. It's houses now in Upper Marlboro. Did they build all those houses yet?
You caught me. yeah, they're almost built all the way up.
Well, that's good. I hope somebody's buying them. This isn't a real good time for Republicans.
This is true.
Not a good time for Republicans. But no, I'm not a Republican.
So everything's good, Mr. C?
Everything's good. Everything's good. You know, the new school is a lot of fun. I miss the old place. But I'm having a great old time. And remember, if you're out there listening, you can join in the conversation. We got four more lines open. Can be just like an old-fashioned party line, 347-945-6713. Join us here at Norm at Night.
Do you have the radio show? Why did you choose to do it on Thanksgiving night?
Well, because we just decided to have turkey night, turkey talk with Norm. Gobble, gobble. Yeah, you know, we just thought we'd have a little fun. And look at this, we got a first-time caller here. Hopefully he'll join the fold on Tuesday night.
That's true.
Say that again?
What do you usually talk about on your show?
Oh, come on. It's Norm. We talk about politics.
What?
We talk about Obama. We talk about Sarah Palin. We talk about John McCain. We talk about gambling in Maryland. We talk about early voting in Maryland. We even throw in some right to life, you know? I guess the march is coming up soon.
Oh, my gosh. Forgot about that thing.
You know, you used to be able to just walk right up the hill, right to the state house, get a day off.
Yeah, I can't do that much anymore.
No, so how far away is that school you go to?
Like 7 or 8 hours, I think.
Is it really that far? I didn't realize it was that far.
Yeah, it's a pretty long drive.
So did you drive up this time or fly?
I drove up with somebody.
And how are you going back?
I think I'm going to go back with the same guy. So, should be cool.
Oh, is this a bow?
What?
Is this a bow you're riding up here with?
No.
No, no.
Oh, no, no. He goes to a completely different school. He's a friend of my neighbor's. So.
Oh, and how is the, what's that girl who lives across the street from you?
Her name is Becca.
Becca, yeah. How's the big B?
She's doing good. I think I'm going to see her this weekend.
Where did she go to school?
She goes to Guilford.
Guilford. That's not where you go.
No, I go to Queens. Guilford is in like Greensboro, which is 2 hours from me.
Farther south?
Up north, actually. Further north.
Well, that's fun. And it was. I'm really glad you called. And, you know, Tuesday nights, you're sitting in that dorm, 11 o'clock. Just give Norm a call, and there's no telling what we'll talk about.
All right.
Keep it above board. You know, maybe even Big Jimmy will call in. we've had some differences of opinions on politics in the on the air. That's always a lot of fun. And by the way, you can hear a transcript of tonight's show. You can either go to blogtalkradio.com/normatnight and get the transcript, or you can go to my blog at Pattywop, which the URL is pattytoo.blogspot.com. And there's a lot of other, but there's always the latest. The last show is always, is always archived there on Pattywop. So you got anything else you want to tell the audience? Because most people come and get archives of the show. They don't actually call in live. But we have, 50, 60 listeners a week. I don't know how many we're going to have on Turkey Talk, but, you never can tell.
I will definitely try to tune in.
That would be so. And, give me a call so I have some, hope that somebody's out there.
I'll definitely try to do it.
I was hoping Miss D would call in tonight, that Spanish and history teacher from St. Mary's.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
She had a baby last year at the end of the year.
No. I didn't pay attention to the teachers there, honestly.
Oh, jeez.
All right, well, I have to get going. I have to write a paper, unfortunately.
All right. Well, hey, what are you writing a paper about?
I'm actually writing a research paper on the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
Oh, you can go across the street to your buddy Beckman's house.
Heck yeah. Easy A right there.
Easy research. Well, you go write your paper, and thanks for calling in. And
yeah, thanks for listening.
It was indeed a pleasure to hear from you again.
Okay.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Tuesday night, I hope.
All right.
And maybe, we found the liberty, too. We found our liberty. And you are out of here. All right. Well, that was kind of fun. A call in to Norm at night. I know some of you are out there listening to us, so why don't you just give us a call at 347-945-6713. I swear to God that I downloaded this. I wanted to play this song for you, and apparently I didn't download it. But let me see if I can't go get it again. But right now I'm not showing anybody out there. So I had some interesting discussions tonight. Norm wants to know how many people out there think Colin Powell's a liar. If you think he's a liar, you call in and let me know. 301-908. Oh, God, that's the wrong number again. 347-945-6713. And I will be glad to talk to you about Colin Powell. I had a very good friend of mine here tonight. We had a little disagreement about whether or not Colin Powell told the truth or knew that he was telling a lie. I often have a lot of trouble making a distinction between if you don't know you're telling a lie, you're still telling a lie. Well, I happen to think you are. If you think something different, why don't you give us a call here? 347-945-6713. If you're out there in California, my old friend from back in the day in Big B, you call it pretty regular. Why don't you give us a call in here? God, my diesel's about run out here. No, I don't want another. I'm trying to find this song because I'd like to play it here on the air. But I just, oh, God, do I. You know, the other thing about turkey, you get all the serotonin and everybody just wants to go to sleep and you get loaded up with gas. And I'm not talking about the kind that runs your car. Well, I'll have that. Oh, I'm. Oh, wait, this is We Are the Champions. That's not the one I want. So let me see if I can find the other one. Anyway, if you want to, oh, here it is. I'm going to, you'll like this song, audience. And this really kind of tells me, what happens, but it's going to take me a few minutes to download it. But if you're out there, I've lost my switchboard here somewhere. I got a couple of call screeners in here tonight. And where did my switchboard go? Here we are. I got five lines open. That's 347-945-6713. I got about 33 minutes left remaining to me on the air tonight. And they tell me my download is complete. There we go. Well, let me just see if I can't get this song on the air. I'm going to try to upload. I think that's what you're supposed to do. And I can't quite figure this out, but then, you know, I only make my living this way, so, but nobody's perfect. I do have four lines open right now, and you can reach us at minute 347-945-6713. I'm trying to figure out add audio file. That's what I want to do. Why don't you call me? Come on out there. Why don't you call me? Cousin Paul. If you're out there, why don't you call me? You know, you send me an email whenever you want to yank my chain. Well, why don't you give me a call here on the show? 347-945-6713. I've had two. Why are you laughing at me?
Well, I just want to sit all over my.
I see. But anyway, it's an easy night to get through tonight. We don't have a lot of people talking turkey tonight, and that really kind of disappoints me. Three, four, seven, nine, four, five, six, seven, one, three. And that's, oh, Oh my God, I just passed gas on the show. Oh, it was such an accident. 671513. Do I? Oh my God. No, that's 1-3. Yes. If you call them 1-2, you get the host line. Anyway, I'm not having a real good time here. But we do have enough time left, and let me see if I can't get my switchboard back up here. And this should work, I hope. And this should do it. I don't know. What's so funny here? I'm waiting for a caller to call in, and if I don't get one soon, I'm afraid I just may pack it in for tonight. I'm not having I wanted to do this song, and I'll try it again. I did something wrong when I tried to do the download, but I'm going to try it again. I'm looking for a caller here. What did you have for, come on, wake up, everybody. Get out of that serotonin-induced slumber and call in and chat with Norm. Give me some turkey talk. 347-945-6713. And I'm going to try to do it right this time. Why don't you call me? Why don't you call? Why don't you call me? I'm not doing this right. Okay, description. It's a song. Yes, it is. I don't want to make it my default startup file. Yeah, here we go. And I'm not having a lot of business tonight. It doesn't appear anybody wants to talk turkey with Norm. And I'm getting some activity here. Nobody calls in. I just talk away. That's what the studio audience is blabbering about. And you know, it's something. I did it. Oh, wait a minute. I got a call coming in here. Hey, go ahead. You're on with Norm. Better than talking to myself. Hey, 301, go ahead.
Norm, I just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Where are you these days?
Go ahead.
Where are you these days? Where are you celebrating the holidays?
I actually shuffled off to Buffalo this year. Where are you?
Buffalo? What? Where is Buffalo?
Oh, come on. Don't be yanking my chain. The toilet's liable to flush. Buffalo, everyone knows where Buffalo is. It's on the end of Lake Erie.
Oh. People live in Buffalo?
People live in Buffalo. Yes, they do. Turn of the 20th century, Buffalo was the 8th largest city in the United States.
What happened?
What happened? Steel died. Autos died. The St. Lawrence Seaway opened and Buffalo went down the toilet.
The turn of which century you said you were the largest city?
The turn of the 20th century. Buffalo is the 8th biggest city in the United States. Turn of the 21st century, Buffalo's in the toilet. 100 years? 100 years is a long time.
Well, I'm celebrating Thanksgiving in Montana. I'm in Billings, actually.
Really?
Yep. You're one of the only talk radios on Blogspot right now, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Well, I'm glad you gave me a call tonight, and we're always happy to talk. You can meet us on a regular day. We're on Tuesdays from 11 to 11:30, and we just have a great time. What do you want to talk about? As long as I got you on Turkey Talk, you pick the topic.
Well, I am from Montana, and I just want to be clear that this is a Republican radio station, correct?
This is what?
A Republican radio station, correct?
Well, it's a radio station in the Republic, that's for sure. But now this is not a Republican radio station. I don't know where you've heard rumors like that.
Well, I heard you're a private school teacher, so I just figured it was a Republican station.
Well, you know, I am an independent school teacher, that is true. But I am not a Republican. I haven't been a Republican since 1966.
Well, Norm, you have a great Thanksgiving. I'm going to get back to my family.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and maybe we'll hear from you again on Turkey Talk. This is Norm, and this is Norm at Night, 347-945-6743, or 6713. I can never get the phone number straight. That was very interesting. A caller from Billings, Montana. Hot dog, that's right next to Mr. Cheney's state. Right? Is it Montana border Wyoming? I think it does. Yeah, well, I got a fact checker seeing if Wyoming borders Montana. I'm almost positive in Wyoming's on the southern border of Montana. Hot dog. Anyway, I don't know if anybody's ever. Oh, I got another call coming in from 716. Hot dog. Go ahead, 472. You're on with Norm on Turkey Talk on Thanksgiving Day.
Heard you're in Buffalo.
I am in Buffalo. Haven't been here since we put my dad in the ground, but I'm here now.
Drinking the blues, huh?
Oh, there's nothing like the blues in Buffalo. Only
a quick question. How much did you eat today?
Oh, how much did I eat today? I made a mountain. I made a mountain on my plate. Oh, the food was so good. We had, we had turkey, we had green beans, we had corn, we had potatoes, we had squash. And it was all like a gift from heaven. We had sausage and celery stuffing. We had turkey. It would, like, melt in your mouth. It was magnificent. So what did you have today?
Pretty much the same. We had pizza, though. I'm calling from lack of money over here, so.
Go ahead, because there's a lot of activity here in the studio.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, we're having a big old party. It's Thanksgiving night.
Sounds like your mother-in-law's there.
What?
Sounds like your mother-in-law's there.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Oh, no.
That's what we skimmed.
We ate it for dinner. We're having a lot of activity here tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear more about
this. Oh, all right.
How are you?
Would you have a big family with you tonight? Oh, my God, I turned the show off.
Who's on the vocal cord?
I don't know.
Yes.
Hold on. No, I'm still here, but the caller hung up. It was a 301 number, actually. Add audio file. I want to get this audio file on the show description. Hopefully we'll be able, I'm sorry for all the dead air there, but I don't multitask really very well, and I'm kind of depressed here. I got my fact checkers and everything sitting here with their Apple books. So how many of you people out there use Apples, and how many pound along on these clunker PCs? I still got 5 lines open at 347-945-6713. Why does no one call me? Oh, my God, it's Thanksgiving night. I gave up an hour of my Thanksgiving to join my audience for Turkey Talk at the urging of... Uh-oh. Am I getting some callers here? There's some activity on my switchboard. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to see if I can't get back to some... I want to get back to my switchboard. And I've obviously done something wrong, because no matter what I do, I can't get this song to upload. Son of a gun. Anyway, you have me at 301-9. I'm tuned in, and I'm fast. Yeah, by the way, Buffalo, New York, it's 36 degrees. It feels like 23 when that God-blessed west wind blows in off the lake. You think you're freezing your bejeebies off. And sometimes you actually are. And I've had a few. You know, we've had better nights on Norman night, but Turkey Talk is cranking along. And I don't know how many people are out there listening, but we're having a great old time.
Hi, I'm Marie. Nice to meet you. What are you ringing for? What?
There's a lot of Yankee fan and Boston fan talk going on here, but I'll just play a little song in honor of Philadelphia Phillies.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad.
Here's a, I'm going to let this song play through. It's,
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody give me a ring?
I'm getting the idea, and I'm sitting in the clear,
cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show
sympathy
and try to send a call to me. But why does
no one call?
Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, cause no one wants me near. Maybe people think I'm somewhere wandering, if to go to Tokyo or rather farther. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I even try to be more true than usually and pay AT&T. My state was bad and getting worse. I knew I had to fight the curse. My only chance, it struck me clean, was by an answering machine. When later I came home again, from joy I felt completely lame. The little light was blinking bright. A call had come to end my flight. The sweetest voice I ever heard.
I got a call coming in.
Just said in words so
few.
Go ahead.
Where the hell is everybody tonight?
You're the last.
Where is everybody tonight? I thought people listened to the radio, huh?
Yeah, I play the Why Does Nobody Call Me song, and sure enough, you connect right in.
Hey, I feel you, brother.
So did you have a good dinner today?
I had a great dinner.
As did I.
Well, yeah.
I was hoping maybe my cousin Paul would call tonight, but I didn't quite hear from him.
Yeah, cousin Paul's a Bafangu.
Hey, Bafangu, we can't talk like that on Norm at Night.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't think you got too many listeners anyway tonight.
Hey, well, Turkey Talk just didn't go over like we hoped. out of here tonight, and thank you for calling me, caller.
What's your favorite leftover for tomorrow?
Oh, my favorite leftover, you know, I think it's going to be the squash. You put
okay.
it in a pan, you fry it up, you get a couple of diesel engines going, and
hey.
Away you go.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, I'm gonna turn you off now, and thanks for calling. This is Norm. We are out. Turkey Talk is over, and I'll be back on Tuesday. We're all out of here, and just remember, when Tuesday rolls along...
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring?
And when you give me a ring on Tuesday, I'll be happy to chat with you. And we're out of here.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure, some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does
no one call?
Why can't somebody just give
me a call? We're out of here. Norm is done. The music is done. And the Turkey Talk special is out of here. Casey, a call.
Oh, sorry, I haven't
do
it.
Mine? Oh, I totally vote for that.
Sorry.
I'm not going to do it. In terms of
10 years, easily.
No. No, it was fun. We're picking up.
Thank you.